Malaga, Spain. A new study has issued a powerful warning about the influence of junk food advertising on children's eating habits, revealing that just 5 minutes of exposure can lead to a significant increase in daily calorie intake. The findings presented this week at the European Congress on Obesity in Malaga, Spain, raise urgent questions about the effectiveness of existing regulations and the escalating childhood obesity crisis. Researchers discovered that children aged 7 to 15 consumed an average of 130 extra calories after being shown or playing with advertisements for unhealthy food products. The increase was recorded not only immediately after viewing the ads but also hours later at lunch, indicating a lasting effect on eating behavior. This is the first study to show that brand-only food advertising affects what children eat, said Professor Emma Boyland, lead author of the study and an expert in food marketing and child health at the University of Liverpool. Ad exposure prompts eating. The study compared how children responded after watching junk food adverts versus non-food adverts. After ad exposure, they were offered snacks such as grapes or chocolate buttons, followed by a lunch featuring a variety of sweet, savory, and healthy options. Despite not seeing the same foods or brand names in the meals, those who had seen junk food ads still consumed 58 more calories from snacks and 73 more during lunch. The foods we served weren't the ones shown in the ads, and they had no branding. So this isn't about brand loyalty or cravings for a specific product, it's simply a behavioral prompt to eat more of whatever is available, Boyland explained. Significantly, the study also found that generic brand advertising had just as much impact as adverts for specific food items, suggesting that even brand awareness alone can lead to overeating. Loopholes in UK advertising ban. The findings come just months before the UK is set to implement a new restriction on junk food advertising. Starting October 2025, advertisements for unhealthy foods will be banned from television between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. alongside a full ban on paid-for online ads targeting high-fat, salt, and sugar (HFSS) products. However, health experts are voicing concern that loopholes remain in the legislation. While the law aims to limit children's exposure, brand-only ads that promote fast food chains without showing specific items may still fall outside regulatory boundaries. Call to action. The study adds to a growing body of evidence showing how persuasive and subtle food marketing can be, particularly for young, impressionable audiences. With childhood obesity rates rising globally, experts say urgent action is needed to address all forms of food advertising, both direct and indirect. These findings should be a wake-up call for policymakers, parents, and tech platforms. Regulations must reflect the psychological power of advertising, not just its content, but its context and branding, said Boyland.